Alan Dershowitz, who's agreed to defend me from deportation. Very kind of you, Alan. You defended John Lennon, no less. Interesting encounter there with Alex Jones. He's the guy behind this petition to have me deported. He's really one of the reasons why I'm so concerned about the lack of gun control in America. He's a man that owns 50 weapons. He has a sort of pathological view about it. He seems unhinged to me. The irony of these gun rights guys saying to me that I'm rude to them won't be lost on my regular viewers, I'm sure. I try to stay calm, and really there's no other way of dealing with him because he's just a sort of ranting guy who doesn't want anybody to grab his guns. But no sense of awareness about the wider issue of a particular type of weapon being used to commit these mass outrages.
Well, we lawyers refer to people like that not as witnesses but as exhibits. He was an exhibit, like a piece of evidence. You just see him speaking and you say to yourself, I don't want that man to have a gun. I wouldn't feel comfortable having an argument with him in his home where he had access to his 50 weapons. And if he got really mad at something I said, or if I disputed his contentions, or I told him he was lying about the FBI statistics and that he was lying about the claim more guns equal less crime, I would be worried he would grab for his semi-automatic and try to resolve it.
What really would concern me about somebody like him is the amount of influence he has, a growing influence. As he boasted, he's got millions of people listening to him. Some of his YouTube rants have got tens of millions of people watching them. And he foments this fear of a tyrannical regime, and that is why everyone in America needs to be armed with AR-15s. And it's the stuff of nonsense, isn't it?
I mean, well, the idea is much more dangerous than nonsense. I mean, he was essentially comparing President Bush to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
He was saying that somebody, the criminal elements within our banks, the Bloombergs, the national banks.
Yeah. You can't dismiss him as just a crackpot because millions of Americans tune into him now on a daily basis and believe what he
says. Let me tell you,
that is why, to me, he's a very relevant guest here, and he perfectly exemplifies the problem.
But the reason you perform such a great service by having him on is he usually preaches to his own little paranoid choir. People who listen to him are either listening to him for entertainment purposes, the way I sometimes listen to Rush Limbaugh, or because they really believe it. Now, you expose
him to a general
audience.
This is a little exchange that happened just